Promiscuous woman, girlfriend, or both?
Both.
Hey, hi, how are you, Andy and Mel? It's Wednesday, the 28th of November. It screws me up when Thanksgiving's early.
Yeah, isn't it normally like on the 28th or something, the 27th? Or
it's always on the 4th Thursday.
Right.
I heard or read a thing the other day that the reason Thanksgiving is where it is was because there was some retailer dude with a lot of money back in the 30s who asked FDR, hey, can you move this so we have more Christmas shopping time?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I also looked to see when Thanksgiving was next year.
Yeah.
It's 1 year from today. It'll be on the 28th next year.
Weird.
Just the way the month lined up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, happy posting on Facebook about the lottery day.
Yeah.
Everybody and their dog's going to post those pictures of the lottery ticket and then said, if you share this or like this, if we win, we're going to share it with you.
Oh, they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I haven't looked at
you
Facebook.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it started yesterday. I started
Who's
seeing...
Who's saying they'll share it?
Well, there's some radio stations across the country that are doing that. And then some different businesses and stuff like that will buy a ticket and they'll post the ticket on there. And then they say, if you like it or share it, then if we win, we'll share the money with you.
Okay. We are not going to do that.
Oh, I know we're not.
Because I am not down with stupid, silly ploys to get people to share stuff from our Facebook.
I know. I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
In fact, I'll bet the thought even went through your head, oh, that's a good idea. Wait a minute, Andy will hate that.
No, I didn't, because I immediately thought...
You thought it was stupid, too?
Yeah, and you know why?
Well, it's a good idea if you're really that desperate to get people to...
Sure.
Get to your Facebook.
The reason why I thought it was is because how much work would that be to try to get a hold of all those people that liked it?
And what
get
if their, it happened?
Yeah, and get their addresses.
And you don't want to share anyway.
Yeah. To try to get all that information, though? To try to get them their, like, cut? Uh-uh. No way.
No.
Not doing that.
By the way, they wouldn't do it anyway.
I doubt that they would.
And they'd get sued for it.
Probably.
Well, actually, they'd probably have to.
Yeah, I guess if they posted on their Facebook and said, if you do this and we win,
yeah,
you'll get this.
It's kind of a written piece of evidence.
Yeah.
So those, whatever, 100 and some people that shared it. How bad would that suck? You win $500 million. There is no other one winning ticket out there. And you had to go and do a silly Facebook stunt on your Facebook.
And like 2,000 people posted, shared it. Yeah.
That would not be cool. So here we are. It's Wednesday. I'm blowing out early to go deer hunting today.
Are you going to get one?
Probably not. I am so pessimistic at this point.
You haven't had much luck.
No. Mm. Well, I went down Saturday. I didn't see a living creature other than people.
Maybe you should go hunt somewhere else.
But honestly, where we go, it's prime deer country. The problem is, I think our strategy is bad because we were counting on other hunters to scare them up our way.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of sit during the day. We're going to have to go find them.
Right.
Which is going to be a lot more work. But
it is.
Which is really disheartening considering my brother stepped out of his truck and shot a deer the other day. That was great.
And Quincy got hers, you know, the first day.
If I were somehow to shut up. If I were to somehow pull off winning the Powerball.
Yeah.
That would cinch it. World is ending on December 21st.
That's so true.
Because
the chances of winning are what? Like 1.1 in...
1 in 175 million.
Yeah.
And that's not very good.
No. But I'm still going to buy a ticket.
Tonight, the drawing will be worth $500 million. Here are 5 tips for winning the Powerball.
Oh, okay.
Of course, can't guarantee that using any of these will make you win, but it could.
It could.
Don't bother letting the machine pick random numbers. Customized numbers have the same chance of winning, and those numbers are lucky to you, right?
Right.
Here's what I'll say. The reason I'll say don't have your numbers. Because if you don't buy them every single week, the one time you don't, cha-ching,
right,
then you win. Mm-hmm. My mom used to get Powerball tickets with like our birthdays and stuff.
Yeah.
She quit doing it because she couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
If she missed it, it was like, oh, no, 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 no.
I can understand that.
Don't pick popular lucky numbers like 7 or numbers under 31 because those could be birthdays. Most people will have those numbers and could end up splitting the jackpot with you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You're hoping to have obscure numbers and they hit. Like 1, 2, 36, 37, 38.
5.
Powerball of
I think 1. It's going to be like a couple small numbers and then the rest big numbers. So like 2 small numbers and 3 big numbers. And
the only way to increase your odds, buying more tickets.
Yeah.
Don't pick the same number for the Powerball every time.
Mm.
And finally, make sure you're in a lottery pool. And send photo proof of the tickets you bought for the group and the ones you bought for yourself. You don't need the inevitable lawsuit where the line gets blurred.
Right.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Powerball's worth a ton tonight. Another reason the apocalypse may happen on December 21st.
Okay.
Brad and Angelina may marry soon.
They've been talking about it. She's got a ring.
Yeah. Sure.
You like it, put a ring on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was basically a promise ring.
That was a promise ring? No.
Well, Brad Pitt can afford a little better promise ring than the average 19-year-old idiot guy. During the premiere of his new film, Killing Them Softly, Monday night, he discussed the possible wedding, saying, "I'm getting more pressure from my kids, and it is something I want to do within their lifetime. But I also feel like the time has come." He added, "The time is nigh. It's soon. I got a good feeling about it."
Mm.
They've been together for 7 years now and have 6 kids ranging from 4 to 11. Yeah, Angelina's still a homewrecker for the whole Jennifer Aniston thing.
Right.
Is she?
No.
No.
I mean, they've been together a long time.
Longer than Brad and Jennifer were.
Yeah, and I think it's past that now.
Yeah. When I went to Craig Ferguson up in the cities last year, I think it was, he did a little bit about Angelina Jolie and how people rag on her like, "Oh, she's still Jennifer Aniston's husband," and blah, 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 blah. And the woman, and then he's like, "Yeah, she is an effing bee." "What an effing bee," is what he kept saying. And you go, "She spends, you know, weeks at a time in third world countries helping children." "What an effing bee."
I don't think she's all that bad.
She's donated millions and millions and millions of dollars. "What a bleep and bleep." It was one of the funniest things I had ever seen in stand-up.
Nice.
We got a new Mash for Cash this morning.
Allegedly.
Why do you say allegedly?
Because you forgot to do it.
Why did you have to tell everyone I forgot to do it? They didn't need to know that.
So, you're all right.
Okay, well, I'm counting on your dirt sucking today.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
Can I buy a vowel for you?
What did I say there?
No.
I'm sure it will.
No, I'm talking about in the future for the dirt. There is one other thing, though, I need to mention here.
You just can't ever take any heat, can you?
Well, not when it's completely unprovoked.
I just said allegedly.
Okay. There was raw footage from an interview with a woman in Portland, Oregon, and now it's starting to blow up online because mostly for no apparent reason whatsoever, this woman told the interviewer that a vacuum salesman had seen her naked.
Oh.
Here is the... Here's the censored version of this interview that's flying around the internet now.
"They let me look at the lawyer's building. I know the vacuum cleaner man. He's seen my I know that's not going on TV, but it's true. It's true. I'm not here to lie to you. He must have been badly hurt, injured.
How fast do you think someone wants to go?
I haven't been allowed to drive for 3 years, so I am not a good judge of that.
Anything else you want to add about what you saw?
You want to see my
Yeah.
Is she drunk?
It didn't seem like it. It's just randomly decided, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, vacuum salesman. He saw me naked.
Okay.
Or he saw my...
her junk.
My rhymes with Fritz. Is what she says in the original one.
Weird.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Okay.
We have got news coming up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:23. We'll top out at 40 today. I'll remember never to criticize you ever again.
You just let me finish when we're off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not that big a deal. It was just a suggestion from a guy in the know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Would you like the internet quote of the day?
Yes.
Okay. No, you're right. Let's do it the dumbest way possible because it's easier for you.
Okay, now I'd do it in your sexy voice.
No, you're right. Let's do it the dumbest way possible because it's easier for you.
I have more unsexy things for you to say in your sexy voice coming up later on today.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Apple the App is 38 today. He's one of the Black Eyed Peas you couldn't pick out because he isn't Fergie.
Oh, okay. Or Will I Am.
Or Will I Am, I suppose. But even then, sometimes I'm like, okay, which one's Will I Am? Jon Stewart's 50 today.
Hmm.
You know, the Daily Show was completely different before he took it over.
It was?
It was on before Jon Stewart. Craig Kilborn hosted.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was very funny,
yeah.
But it was very different.
Yeah.
It was more just mocking news, not politics.
It was, yeah.
And honestly, it was more interesting to me then. I still enjoy The Daily Show. Judd Nelson's 53 today. One of the best Brat Packers ever.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I think of him, I think of Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you stick your hand in the air?
Isn't he the one that does that?
Oh, yeah, at the end of Breakfast Club, yeah.
That's why.
Ed Harris is 62 today. He was Pollock and Pollock. He was also in radio, Apollo 13, The Rock, The Right Stuff, The Abyss. And he is also a voice in Call of Duty Black Ops 1.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, one of the main characters.
Okay.
Paul Schaefer, the Late Show band leader with Dave Letterman, is mm-hmm. 63 today. Randy Newman is 69. He had big normal hit music songs, but then he mostly went to movies and did like stuff for Toy Story and stuff. Anna Nicole Smith would have been 45 today, but passed away 5 years ago. It's also not the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1678, England's Catherine of Braganza was accused of treason by her royal husband, King Charles II, because she had yet to bear him children.
That's treason?
In 1678, it is.
Well, she probably couldn't have kids.
Or he was shooting blanks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The first automobile race happened on this day in 1895 in Chicago, Illinois. Actually, from Chicago to Waukegan on snowy roads. The winner won $2,000. It took him 7 hours and 53 minutes to complete the round trip. His average speed, 7 miles an hour. And yes, men were drinking beer with their shirts off during the race. 1948, the first Polaroid cameras went on sale.
Cool.
1964, Willie Nelson made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry. He was probably high.
Oh, yeah.
1994, Jeffrey Dahmer was clubbed to death by a fellow inmate while cleaning a prison toilet.
Woo!
No one was sad.
No.
And if you don't know why, Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. You can Google it.
You can Google Jeffrey Dahmer and find out all the neat things he did. 1995, President Clinton signed a $6 billion road bill that ended the federal 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And Montana decided to just do away with it altogether.
Yeah.
But today
drive
is,
as fast as you
well,
want.
For a while anyway. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 33rd birthday of a music legend, an icon, if you will. But he's not the guy who sings or raps the first part, though. That's Crazy Bone. But anyway.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
I remember back when the song was first out, people were like talking on the internet about what's this song really about. Chameleon Air is 33 today. That's why today, November 28th, is Dirt.
Would Kesha sleep with Justin Bieber? I've got that story coming up in the Dirt.
Yes, of course.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 6:42. We'll top out at 40 today. Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20-ish or so. We'll give away money if you can name all seven songs. I know what the seven songs are, but no, Mel, it is not all put together yet.
Okay. I wasn't going to bring it up again.
No. Oh, yeah. You would have if I had. Yeah, you would have.
Upset with me.
So, Angus T. Jones, he's the half a man on Two and a Half Men.
Yes, half
used
a
to
man.
Be a little kid, but now he's kind of all grown up and
in the army now.
Yeah, and he had given this interview that he was, that he called the show filth and this, that, and the other thing because he had found religion and good for him. That's great, and I don't necessarily think that. He's wrong by calling that show filth. It kind of is.
It is. I mean, there's some parts of it that are
pretty crass.
Yeah.
You know.
But not all of it.
But at the same time, okay, is he really that pious? Or is he a young man who does what most young people do when they either go to college or learn something, their eyes are open to something, and then they think they're an expert and the smartest person in the world about everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Kind of what I think happened here.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him. He found God, and that's a great thing. But that filth has written you enough paychecks. You don't have to work for the rest of your life.
That's the thing. You know, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
No, and it's the last season of the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think. I mean, if you want to speak out about not liking it afterwards.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
But while you're getting a paycheck, yeah. I'd shut up. When you're getting a paycheck that big.
On Entertainment Tonight, I happened to catch a little bit of that. They were showing a clip of him when he was younger. Mm-hmm. It was like 2005, I think. And he's like, yeah, there's a scene where Charlie's pants fall down. It's really funny. You know, but he was like, 12 or whatever
right.
then. But now, to go along with this, Rainn Wilson, who is on The Office,
mm-hmm.
he also has something to say about his TV show. Here it is.
Dwight from The Office is nothing, okay? The Office is nothing, all right? If you watch The Office, please don't watch The Office. I'm on The Office. It's filth, okay? And that filth will rot your brain, right? I mean, take it from me, who's on The Office. Please don't watch it. Do not watch this final season, or that filth will rot your brain. Seriously. I mean... Oh, they call it entertainment. Yeah, right. Do some research on the effects of TV on the brain, and you'll see that The Office, this Thursday, 9 o'clock NBC, 8 Central, it's the enemy. You know what it is? It's completely the enemy. So, hopefully people will listen to me and not watch this filth called The Office. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah, that was well done.
Yeah.
I don't know how this happened. Somehow it happened. But Iowa beat us in something.
Okay.
Although the one part where I do understand is that it has nothing to do with driving.
Oh, okay.
The Department of Education has released a first-year list detailing state-by-state four-year high school graduation rates. And the number one state in the nation for high school graduation rates is Iowa.
Oh.
88% of its students graduate high school. We were number 5.
I was going to say, we still had to be rated pretty high.
Tied with Pennsylvania, 83%.
I mean, it's not very often that we have a whole lot of dropouts. I mean, do you remember going to high school? I mean, do you remember anybody dropping out kind of thing?
One or two here and there.
Yeah.
But... it's not like there was always someone dropping out of every class or anything. Wisconsin and Vermont were tied for second, followed by Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, all tied with 86%. D.C. Washington, D.C., lowest rate. Only 59% graduate high school in Washington, D.C.
They need to get their act together.
Isn't
there.
That sad?
Wow.
Well, I mean, the culture is a little different there than it is here.
It is.
So that's part of it, you know. I'm not saying it's okay, but it's just, it's a little rougher life for people there than it is here.
That's true.
That's all that is. Now, Iowa may have topped us in that, but men are topping women at something else.
Okay.
I'll tell you what that is next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, it's 6:55, Andy and Mel, up to 40 today. It's 13 right now. So there is something, or another thing, I guess I should say, that men are better at than women.
Another thing, huh?
Well, there's several there are.
Okay.
Peeing standing up would be one.
That's a good one.
it's the only one I can think of at the moment. A Dutch study has found that men tended to use more mileage terms when describing a route to their parked car, while women are more likely to mention visible landmarks.
Yeah.
Basically, men are better than women at remembering where they parked.
I'm not surprised by that.
38% of women referred to landmarks when describing where they parked, compared to 15% of guys. Researchers interviewed 115 shoppers, 59 men, 56 women between the ages of 19 and 85. As they were leaving a shopping mall, they tested spatial memory by asking drivers to describe where their car was in the parking lot, which had 431 spaces in it. Shoppers were also asked to mark the car's location on a map and estimate its distance from the store's exit. Here's the funny thing, though. I am not going to put myself in the man club and say I know where my car is every time I go in the store.
Okay.
Because I've... Like everything else, like you don't remember anyone's phone number anymore because of technology. It's
right.
Your phone. You don't have to save it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a limit of 10 numbers you can store like there used to be.
Exactly.
All I have to do is hit my lock button on my key fob and the headlights flash and it honks. Oh,
exactly.
There it is.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people do now.
I know the general vicinity. You know, I know which side of the mall my truck is on. I don't know exactly where it is. And I remember what door I left.
Right. I think I have the biggest problem because my van is, a lot of people have it, the same one, in the same color.
Well, and there's a few people with black Chevy Silverados, too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that's my biggest issue.
You know how many times
I've walked to a door or to my vehicle thinking it was my vehicle?
You know how many times I have tried to get into a truck that was not mine? Three. I was successful once because they didn't lock the door. It was at a gas station.
Yeah.
And he parked next to me after I went in, and I came out, black Silverado sitting right there. Yep. I parked right outside the door. So I get in, and as soon as I pulled on the handle, it felt different.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pull like mine does. Mine's a little older, kind of high miles. And I looked inside, and, well... I didn't have a laptop sitting on the center console of my truck. That's pretty much when I knew it wasn't mine.
I put the key in and went to try to unlock it. And I'm like, oh, why is it not unlocking? Oh, it's not my van.
And then you looked inside, saw how clean it was, and realized it wasn't yours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hot 104.7.com.